Are you ready for your navigation to go from this to this? I'm not. I don't want to see it go away. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. But there is one nice silver lining, and that's why I'm shooting this video, to point out there is this nice little bookmark button right there, right? So on the old navigation, it was really easy on a desktop computer to come in and be like, I want to go to my manage inventory. I want to go to my A-plus content. And on the new one, I have to click several times like this. It's always in the top left. But here is the good news. You now have the ability to add bookmarks up on this bar. Now, I personally have never done this. So we're going to figure this out together. And this is kind of my style, how I like to do videos, is basically do something for the first time. Because if it frustrates me and I can't figure it out, God bless everybody else. And I'm a supposed Amazon expert. So it says, add your favorite page here by clicking on this icon in the navigation menu. Well, I don't see that icon anywhere. What do they possibly mean by that? So let's go. Oh, there we go. That's the icon. Simple as that. Let's see. There. Okay. So we had enough people complaining and saying, we can't find our stuff. It's too hard. So they brought back this nice little bookmark bar. That is an okay compromise in my mind. So the things that I want to see are going to probably be the inventory page, the campaign manager. I always go there like every day. Probably want to see business reports right there. Those are probably my three go-to links. What about you guys? Post in the comment section. Let me know what three things you guys go to every day. What's on your bookmark bar? Maybe this is the first time you even realize you're going to be losing the old navigation on October 3rd, 2022. But at least you now know you can add a bookmark bar. There you have it. I feel like they did a huge disservice. I mean, check this out. I mean, like this is what a menu looks like on a mobile phone. Why would they do this to us? I don't know. But I do believe there are some other small silver linings that will probably come out with this. What drives me crazy, though, is I can't drag and drop these modules. I wish I could customize this. Maybe I can. Hit edit. Nope. Drag and drop links. That's about it. I really wish I could customize, like, what's important. Okay, so my out-of-stock report, I probably want to look at the top left. Why can't I move that over, right? So if we click on temporary hide this card, you can hide cards, you can rate the cards, but why can't I move and drop them? There's so many things Amazon could do to make my life easier as an Amazon seller. Why don't they do them? Why don't you do this, Amazon? What frustrates you guys? I have solutions to so many catalog problems, brand registry videos. Check these videos out next.